This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Jenna Gardner and Mario Saldana charged with the murder of Jared Breitigan, Shanna's ex-husband, father to their children. But was it them? That's the question. And that's a weird question to ask, I guess, on a show like this, because so often we're looking at the evidence in this case, and it seems very clear cut. There's a hitman that flat out says, look, it was these two. They hired me. They wanted to get rid of the problematic ex-husband that they're sharing custody with. And it was just too much. And the solution was to get rid of him. But is it really that clear cut? Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. This is what I want you to put your behavioralist hat on for, because I just got a chance to read some of the new documents on this. It's the police interviews with Shanna and Mario right after they were arrested. And they're giving their accounts of their relationships and interactions with Jared. And I'm just going to kind of summarize here what I took out of it. And again, this is strictly from the perspective of Shanna and Mario. They're going to want to paint a picture in a positive light for themselves, without a doubt. But both sides to a story, and I think it's important to hear both sides to any story. And it seems like, you know, if true, maybe Jared wasn't always the most easy to get along with, to co-parent with. There's a lot of evidence here that points to that fact, and not something to be murdered over by any means. But it seems to be people in two totally different places that really weren't necessarily, if this is true, coming together for the good of the children in ways that they could if they wanted to be, I guess, mature adults. And it looked to get very contentious in many ways. And if to be believed, and again, I'm saying this is from their accounts, there was quite a few incidents where, you know, that doesn't necessarily seem that it was Shanna or Mario that were being the more difficult ones. Doesn't mean to murder anyone by any stretch of the imagination. But Shanna comes from a lot of money. And when there's money, there's power, unfortunately. And there's other people in Shanna's life, people who are now funding her defense. Look who she has for an attorney. So there's a lot there that can, you know, make things happen and make things move. And it does make me wonder a little bit how much this case parallels the case of Donna Adelson and Charlie Adelson. Is this as clear-cut as Shanna and Mario wanted Jared out of their life and they hired a hitman? Or is there something else here? Is there somebody else in this family? And I don't know. I'm not making an accusation. I'm just throwing it out there, speculating, that saw this and said, you know, this is really difficult. The kids are experiencing a lot of trauma back and forth because of the way this parenting is going on, and maybe we're going to do something about it. It's an easy one to go down the road and say, well, parents didn't like him, and Mario and Shanna didn't like him, and they found a way to get rid of him. But is it always that clear cut and that easy? What's your thoughts on this, especially after seeing that affidavit and the accounts from both Mario and Shanna after their arrest?
It was interesting. What I found really interesting is Mario's statements. And when I look at statements, when I look at things, I kind of try to be very present, and I look for things that kind of jump out at me when I read them or when I review them. With Mario, with me, and I wrote it down here, what really struck me was his response when he found out that her ex-husband had been killed and dead. He had an excuse. He had a reason why he thought that might have happened. Sounded an awful lot like Alec Murdoch, didn't it? It's like, oh, you know, I mean, so think about this. Do your own personal thought experiment. If someone is close to you, now, not close like I like you, but close in a relationship with you because you're co-parenting, you're sharing children or something, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, you find out they died. Your initial reaction is going to be shock, disbelief. What happened? I don't understand. You know, you're going to be thinking, what's this mean? I mean, you're going to be trying to reconcile it. Your first reaction is not, if you're not involved in some way, oh, it was him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not liked over here. Oh, he's an ass over here. I mean, see what I mean?
Yeah.
So your initial reaction is typically not that. So I found that to be interesting. Hers wasn't that reaction. In other words, his was. He claims in his, and I'm paraphrasing Big Griggs' broad sweep series, also was saying things that he was trying to abide and he's being law-abiding, but at the same time, he's knocking on the front door to poke the bear and picking up the kids. I mean, he seemed to be the one that's poking the bear on these things. The relationship went from zero to 100. So the other thing that popped in my mind on this one, too, is the types of men that she chooses in her life, which is also kind of a part of that behavior arc for her. He's the one that I'm zeroing in on this one. There's something off with the statements he made that were just different. So, you know, I don't know where it's going to go. I'm with you on it. Could be, maybe it wasn't her involved. Maybe it was. There's something odd with him though going on with this, just because the statements he made, they're not congruent with what the behavior should be.
Is that always the case, though? Let me just kind of play devil's advocate here on this with, you know, if you are constantly, you know, interacting with someone, and I'm not saying Jared was like this. We're just basing this off of, if we're going to take, you know, what is said in these affidavits as gospel, let's just argue that for the sake of this right now. If we're going to take it that Jared was constantly difficult, that it was very contentious, that the kids were being put in positions where they shouldn't have to be because the parents weren't being mature enough to handle themselves as they should have. If we're going down that road and you're constantly dealing with this and you know there's other people who don't like this person because this person has a pattern of behavior of being difficult to many people in their lives, not just you and your relationship with them and the kids and that whole dynamic, but others as well. And something like this happens that's tragic. And maybe beforehand, you're like, this guy's got a lot of enemies. This guy, you know, you're not thinking like you want to kill him or anything like that, but you just know, you're just aware. This is someone who has a lot of enemies around them, or they've created a lot of friction with a lot of people. And suddenly you find out they're dead. Is it that far of a stretch to be like, well, I'm not that surprised that somebody finally got sick of this. But again, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, in my world right now, I can't think of anybody that's like that. I would say in my past, I've had people in my world that have been a dynamic where it's like, and they're not dead, but if something did happen to them, honestly, my first reaction, I don't know, that would be shock. It would be their shit finally caught up to them, but I'm not saying, I don't know. Maybe that's because I'm pessimistic on a lot of things, but I don't think it's that far of a stretch all the time to think that sort of way if that's a constant burden in your life and you see that they're a burden to many other people in their lives. And I'm not saying that Jared was that. I'm just saying, based on what we've learned in that affidavit, this is how Mario supposedly viewed him.
So let me elaborate.
Yes, yes.
The things I say and share are never intended to say guilt or innocence on anything. Mm-hmm. What I'm implying here with Mario is I think because of his behaviors, because of his statements he made, he will be a lead generator.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because he is the one that seems to be the most perturbed from the, at least from the, again, we have a very small snapshot of the whole picture that the investigators have. But from the small snapshot that you and I took a look at, he seems to be the one that I would zero in on and take a close look at, not because I think he's guilty or innocent, just because he seems to have an observational optic that seemed to be disgruntled by the ex-husband.
Yeah.
And so that type of person is going to be really zeroed in on that world with a microscope, and he's going to be the one that's going to be leakage. I call it, you know, leaking data points, leaking thoughts, leaking opinions to others. He's going to be interacting with more. He's going to be venting to more people, and all those other people he's venting to are going to be people you're going to be interviewing to get a reverse optic back in. Mm-hmm. So that's why I zero in on him in this, because he seems to be the one that has some behavior that is incongruent with what a healthy relationship would normally say when someone was just killed, surprisingly.
Yes, and I agree. With Shanna, it also makes you wonder a little bit because it took them a long time to arrest her. I mean, that one took several months after Mario. So it does make you wonder, you know, well, what was the connection there? Is she, you know, is she more innocent than, you know, a lot of us thought? Because a lot of the thought process is because we base things on, you know, kind of our own paradigms in our own relationships and the relationships we have with others around us of, well, if this was my world, my significant other would certainly know that I was going to do that or something like that, because that's how we communicate. But that's not how everybody communicates, especially when we learn about the dynamics of this relationship. We learn about how she had met Jared and it wasn't really that much of an attraction, supposedly. They got married very quickly. She was concerned that she or he might have been going after her money. Obviously, that went to hell pretty quick. But then also with Mario, they got married very quickly as well, met at the gym. Apparently, the only reason they got married was because Jared said the only way he can be around the kids is if they got married. So it was kind of unconventional, not necessarily, oh, we're falling in love, let's go do this, but more so, hey, we got a thing, let's build it. And if you want to be around my kids, we got to technically get married here. So it does make you wonder a little bit, you know, she rushing into that because, you know, it feels good. She wants that. And she really didn't truly know what the hell she was getting into and what this person was capable of doing. And now she's sitting here in this horrible situation, you know, being accused of being a part of the murder of her ex-husband.
Seems like an arc in her life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And a pattern as well.
Yeah, that's, it'll be interesting where the investigation leads, because I see the men in her life as the root of all the crazy.
Yeah.
And but well, it all centers around her.
Yeah. I mean, I think we have crazy that starts there and then she brings more crazy in and then it creates this cornucopia of crazy, if you will.
It's a cornucopia of crazy. That's the phrase of the day, the cornucopia of crazy. It's sad. And children seem strong as heck through this. I mean, We don't know, but from the reports we're seeing, I mean, that's just devastating, but they're weathering the storm. And I hope, like we say on multiple shows, that they're getting the support and counseling they need to work through this, because regardless of their father was murdered, it sounds like they are around a lot of unhealthy people. It's going to have an impact on them as well.
Yeah.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.